Hey, Soul Streakers, welcome to this episode of the Soul Streaker Podcast. I am your host, Jenna Jake, and I am sorry that my podcasts have not been consistent. I've been going through a bit of a hard go lately. I guess you could call it a bit of a divorce hangover. It's been something that's been building for a while now, and I've just had a lot of anxiety, issues with dizziness, all kinds of fun, and working through it. And I am determined to get healthy, and I'm going to be using this podcast as part of my tools to get my life back and get back on track. So I'm going to be doing mini podcasts. Hopefully it'll be helpful. Hopefully it'll be something that you would want to be joining me in, rooting for me, supporting me, and something that will help you grow as well. Healing is not linear. You have setbacks, and sometimes you take two steps forward and three steps back, and I'm definitely experiencing that, but it doesn't mean that you're not progressing, you're not learning, you're not moving forward. Everything happens for a reason. So this is all for my highest good. As Louise Hay says, all is well. Everything that's happening is for my highest good, and I am safe. So let's go with that. Let's just keep moving forward and just remember that when you are going through a rough go, action is definitely what you need. You can't worry yourself into a solution, which I'm learning, even though I'm becoming a master at that. It's not a good strategy. Not worrying would be the thing to get me out of this, because worrying was the thing that got me into this. So just taking action, relaxing, believing in yourself, working on changing your subconscious mind, becoming somebody new. It's a lot easier said than done, I realize, but this is where my healing will continue to grow, and realizing that I'm stronger than I am, because going through something this tough and hellish, really, but surviving it and being so grateful for the amazing people that have come into my life because of this. And I'm sitting here with one, Miss Delia, right now. So thank you, Miss Delia, for being here and just being part of my life, part of my blessings, and part of my journey. I really, really, really appreciate it. So there's so much to also be grateful for. I've had amazing people around me, far from alone through this, and so grateful. Thank you so, so much. Okay, I'm going to do 2 minutes of gratitude. I'm grateful for all the people that have come into my life. Miss Delia, her sister Erica, my friend Ralph, my aunt has been amazing. My cousin has been amazing. My kids. I'm grateful for my dog. She's such a great dog. Grateful today is such a beautiful, beautiful day. I have a new bed. I love my bed frame. I'm grateful for all the people that have come and cared for me. That, you know what, my refrigerator is full. I have a beautiful home. My parents are stable. I'm working on claiming my life back. It's within my power to do that. So I'm grateful that this is within my power to do that, because it's all in my mind and in my thoughts. And that is something that I can control. I'm grateful that both of my daughters are in good situations, and my older daughter is in a good situation with her special needs. I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for my mind. I'm grateful for my soul. I'm grateful for my attitude. I'm grateful for all of my friends and all the people that love me. I'm grateful for this opportunity to grow and to get through this and become independent, even though it's very, very, very challenging. I'm grateful for this challenge, because this is how we rise. Even though I didn't sleep well last night because I was worried about some health issues, I'm still here today doing my podcast, plugging through, just enough with the feeling bad, you know, even though I'm exhausted, I'm still going to plow through. I'm still going to do my regular day, because I am really done not doing that. I'm done having a mental health, you know, obsession. Well, I'm done thinking about my mental health issues, and I'm just ready to join the world again and have fun. And so I'm creating it on my own. And here we go. Here we are. This is what we have to do sometimes. If we have to, I wouldn't say fake it till we make it, because I'm not faking it. Create it until you can appreciate it, I guess. Create it until you can appreciate it. So that's what we're doing. We're creating till we're appreciating. And so I'm going to continue to create this podcast and talk about what's going on with me. Hopefully it'll be of some use to you. If not, just out of the pure nosy factor, who cares? Keep plugging through, keep pushing through, and before you know it, you will be there. I will be there as well. Just going to keep on plugging and plodding along and not thinking about it and just enjoying the day and focusing on what's going right and having fun and knowing that I am amazing and that I am part of this special part of this universe. Talk to spirit, meditations, whatever it is, to be connected and keep your vibes high. So thank you for being part of my journey again, and we'll talk soon. Namaste.